Welcome to the Mesh Life Podcast with me, your host, Waleed Youssef. On our show, we explore the intersection between faith, family, fitness, and finance. We hear from individuals just like you and me as they find success in their meshed life. Welcome to the Mesh Life Podcast. This is your host, Waleed Youssef, with none other than Sophia, Princess Sophia, owner of Sophia's Creation, my baby girl, the love of my life, my baby Sophia. Welcome, Sophia, to the Mesh Life Podcast. How are you today?
Oh, great.
So you wanted to do the podcast. This is something you and I have been looking forward to for some time. I hope you're excited because I'm excited to have this conversation.
I'm really excited.
Where do we start? There's so much to talk about.
So we could start with the bracelet business.
Well, before we get into the bracelet business, why don't you tell us a little bit about you? Who is Sophia? Yeah. What are you all about?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that. Sophia, tell us about you.
So my name is Sophia. My favorite color is baby blue. And my favorite person is my mom because she's the one who gave birth to me. And my birthday is May 23rd. I'm 8 years old, and that's mostly it.
I'm sure mommy is really happy for that, and I'm sure the money she paid you for you to say that, I'm sure she's...
She didn't pay me.
I bet, okay, I'm sure. But it's nice, very sweet of you to say that about mommy.
Yeah.
I know you and mommy have a great relationship, and you know we're reminded of it 3 or 4 times a day, so thank you for that, baby.
You're welcome.
So you're 8 years old. Yeah. So what's going on with 8-year-olds these days? What are you guys up to?
What I do is I do skincare. Sometimes I do makeup for fun. I make TikToks and YouTube videos and like, yeah.
How about school? Talk to me about school.
So I'm in third grade and I have a lot of friends. And my favorite friend is Kennedy. She's like always there for me when I was crying and sad. And then my teacher's name's are Miss Yudin and Miss Lee, and they're the best teachers ever.
So why were you crying?
No, like sometimes I cry because like it's difficult for me.
Difficult where?
Like when I'm having a hard time in like math or something.
Oh, so when school is difficult for you. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you have friends that could be there for you. And you know, we're always here for you, mommy and daddy.
Yeah.
So it's important that you can come to us too. So tell me about like your relationship with your brothers and sisters. Like, so tell me about your relationship with Khaled, tell me about your relationship with Layla. Mm-hmm.
So my relationship with Layla is like good because I love my sister and she's always going to be there for me. And she always makes me feel good inside. And my brother, he's nice and I know he'll take care of me, and I know he'll be responsible, and he's annoying, but we don't talk about that part. I love him, and I love everybody, and I love my sister.
That's good. That's good. Everybody loves you, too.
Right? You know?
We know like you're like the family favorite. Number one cuddle buddy.
Of course.
Right? We love you for that. I mean, I love you for that.
Yeah, we have to do that every single day.
We cuddle buddy every day?
Yeah, like, of course.
Every day we got to do cuddle buddy. I do love my cuddle buddy, Sophia. And I do love you very much.
I love you too.
Good. So what do you want to be when you grow up?
There's a lot of options, but like maybe when I'm older I could pick. But the one I want to be right now is maybe like, I don't know, maybe like a bracelet seller or something.
A bracelet seller. You're opening that up because you have your little business.
Yeah.
Sophia's Creations.
Of course.
So tell us about your business. What is the business? What do you do?
So I basically make bracelets with clay beads, and I make custom bracelets, and the prices are $2 for display and already made, and they're $3 from custom, and I sell them at the park sometimes, and the first time I sold at the park, I made $80 or $70, and the second time I got shut down, but I made $40, $50.
You got shut down by the popo?
I got shut down by the popos.
Popo shut you down.
I think they were just jealous that I was making more money than
you were slinging that rock.
Yep.
You were slinging those bracelets.
Yeah, but then at the end of that, they still got lemonade, so like, bro.
That's right. And then you sold again at the football games?
Oh yeah, I sold again at my brother's football game. And there were like these people that would just sit down with us and help us. And then my cousin Zane was there and he was also helping me and we just had a great time.
And you made some money that day also?
Yeah.
So tell me about Sophia's Creations. You make bracelets. Sounds like you have annual sales of about $200. So, you know, you're doing really well for coming out of 2023. So what's the goal for Sophia's Creation for 2024? What do we project the business to do this year?
So maybe I could get more customers and I could get my own packaging and maybe ship them out or sell them somewhere good where it's like a lot of people and they like a lot of bracelets.
Maybe we could start a website for you.
Maybe. Right? You never know.
Yep. Sell them on Etsy. Etsy? Etsy? Is that what it's called?
SK.
SD, whatever. Yeah.
So it's SK because Sophia and Khaled's bracelet business.
So wait, Khaled now became a partner in your business?
Yeah, because the first time he was helping me sell, and then Mama made the sign SK.
So I didn't realize Khaled bought into your business. Like, was he an investor? Or
no.
He's
just my extra partner.
So he's a partner. So what's that deal like look like between you and Khaled? Like, does he get like a percentage of the business?
So the time we got $80, I got $50, and I think he got $30 because I was like the main person, and I made the lemonade. I made the bracelets. I made 23 bracelets, sold them, and did
I mean, that's
that.
A good split for someone that didn't do all that work with you.
Exactly.
But he was out there selling, though.
Yeah. He was in, like, the park, like, saying there's lemonade and stuff.
Yeah, he was head of marketing. He was out there marketing. He had the signs. Mm-hmm. He was out there speaking to customers. I remember. Mm-hmm. And got his hustle on.
Yeah.
So the business is going well. You got some goals for this year. We got to look at the expand.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm very proud of you.
Thanks.
Because you got your little business. And you had a couple of big custom orders this year, right, which was great.
Yeah.
I love my bracelets. I need a few new ones. Let me buy some from you.
Yeah, maybe.
I need a couple. So tell me about your friends. So who's your best friend?
So my best friend out of school is Hannah because I knew her since I was like a baby. And then my friends in school, my best friend is Kennedy.
Okay, so Hannah. Let's talk about Hannah. So you guys go way back.
Yeah, like way, like 2016. Like that's how far back.
Like 2016. That's a long time ago.
Yep.
Right? 8 years almost, right?
Yeah.
So you and Hannah go way back. What's your favorite thing about your friendship with Hannah?
So my favorite thing about my friendship with Hannah is she's very like kind and she's really sweet. And she's always like coming over, having sleepovers, and that makes me feel good that someone I love likes to have play dates and all that stuff because sometimes they don't like that play. But that's fine too because that's their opinion, not mine.
Mm-hmm. So you and Hannah, good friends.
Yeah.
Doing your thing for a lot of years now. You talked about play dates. You love play dates.
I love play dates.
Okay. What's the thing you love to do on your play dates?
So we kind of like, we make a checklist. So sometimes we play like school. So basically I have like papers and I do a pretend test and then she's the student. And then we play like that. And then, yeah.
Okay. And then you have your cousins. You have a lot of cousins.
I have a lot of cousins.
So let's go through your cousins. Tell me about what you love about your cousins.
Okay. So Zane, what I love about him is that he's understandable and he like knows when it's the right time and he's always wanting to have sleepovers, spend time with me. And Aya, my other cousin, she's a girl and I really like how me and her do a lot of girly things. I go to the stores and buy makeup and all that stuff. And then I have a lot of more cousins. Do I have to name all of them?
No, we just want to know which ones, like you, I just want to touch on your cousins because one day you're going to look back on this recording and we'll make sure we touch everybody.
And
then you got your grandmoms.
Yeah, but going back to the cousins, my favorite two cousins are Aya and Zane because they're all my age and Aya's 10 turning 11 in June and then Zane's turning 10, I think.
Okay, and then you have your grandmas.
Yeah, my grandma.
Who are your grandmas?
So my grandmas are my mom's mom, and I call her Teta because that's how you say grandma in Arabic. And then my other grandma is, I call her Teta too, but her real name is Melek. And my mom's mom is named Naget. And I like about them is, of course, number one, their food. And I like how they're always near me and like to spend time with me. that one day they're going to be gone, and then I'm going to look back and I'm going to see all the memories, and I just like spending time with them.
That's good. That's really awesome that you like think about that and you say to yourself, let me like hold on to them.
Yeah.
Because you want to make sure you remember, you know, your grandma's, you know, because you don't know if you're going to have them forever when you're not, but while they're here, make sure you spend time with them. So what's it like living in this house?
It's really nice because I have my own room and I have a lot of toys I could play with even like when I'm bored. And it's a big house and I always have space to myself. I have a gymnastics section. I have a play area. And I have a lot of stuff that I like, the memories I like in this house. And yeah, that's mostly it.
Right. And what about being part of this family? What's the best part about being part of this family?
The best part about being a part of this family? There's a lot of great things. You guys are caring. But I would say being Muslim, because Muslim is like really, really close to God. And we get to pray and talk to him maybe 5 times a day. And yeah, that's mostly it.
So what do you ask God for when you talk to him?
So I ask, please make my family healthy. Please make my family safe. Make me healthy. I wish I could be a good Muslim. And then at the end of all of that stuff, I say, Allah, please make my wishes come true. And Allah in Arabic means God.
That's such a sweet prayer. And then, inshallah, we get all those things.
Inshallah.
Right, inshallah. So, you know, a part of being a kid, you have your parents.
Yeah.
And you see your parents. Your parents are, like, older. And sometimes you, like, want to ask them stuff.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to give you the opportunity. You can ask me a bunch of stuff. And I'll answer them for you.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Well, what questions do you think about that you want to ask your dad?
So, what made you get into, like, doing podcasts?
Good question. You know, I started the podcast because I was really passionate about a few topics. One of them was real estate, and my passion for real estate really was something I talk about often. And I wanted to share that with more people. And then I also realized that a lot of people, they struggle with certain parts of their lives. And I'm no different. I struggle with things in my life, being a dad, being an employee for a big company, having, you know, other things that I do on the side, being a husband, you know, a father, son, all these things. And trying to keep that all together sometimes can be really hard. And as I tried to share more, I wanted to share with more people. So that was it. So I really enjoyed doing the first few. And I just said, let me keep doing them. So that's why I started a podcast, to share stories with people.
Okay. What made you think that the Meshed Life name is a good name for this podcast? What does it mean to you?
Because I heard something once when someone said, things have to mesh together. And I thought to myself, I like the idea of life meshing together.
Yeah.
So I said, let me start. I thought it was a good name for the podcast about how we struggle to balance our lives. And there really isn't a balance in life, but you have to find a way to mesh your life together.
Yeah.
So that's why I am having a podcast episode with my daughter, who's part of my family.
Yeah.
You know, though you asked me to do it, it's still me meshing my life together, my baby girl and my podcast.
Yeah. So you played football when you were younger. What like made you play football?
I love the sport.
Yeah.
I love the competition. I love being part of a team.
Yeah.
I love the idea of using your body as part of a game and what goes along with that. It's such a great sport in terms of how it connects back to life. And, you know, the team aspect is really important. But the reason why I kept playing was because I just genuinely just loved it. I just loved the game. I loved, you know, the fact that after a certain point, a lot of people don't get to play. Like most people stop playing in high school. And I was lucky enough to play all throughout college and to start in college, which was really not something a lot of people get to do. So I really just enjoyed all that I got from the sport, all that I got from it physically, emotionally, mentally, the people that I've met along the way from playing it. And I look back on those memories as some of the best memories of my life, being on that field and playing a sport that I loved with people that I really was fortunate enough to care for and hopefully cared for me.
Yeah. That's nice.
So, what other questions you got for me?
Okay, so...
Well, you got a lot of questions.
Yeah, I don't even know where to start now.
Look, you had a question you wanted to ask me, and then you stopped. What was the question? You can ask me anything you want. That's okay.
Okay. So, why did you want to marry Mommy?
Why did I want to marry Mommy? That's a very good question. First off, I felt a connection to Mommy the minute I saw her.
Yeah.
Deep connection to her. So that was really the first kind of thing. Also, I thought Mommy was a good person that came from a good family. And that was really important to me. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be with someone that also shared my values around religion and family. And I knew Mommy was, you know, she was beautiful, which was important to me. I'm not going to lie. Mommy is a beautiful girl and still very beautiful. You know, but I knew Mommy had good values, and that's really important. I knew that Mommy was going to, you know, do right by my children and that I was going to be a better Muslim for being with Mommy. So that was a big reason why I wanted to marry Mommy. But then there's also something called Nasib. And she was my Nasib. I knew she was my Nasib. And God put her in front of me. And alhamdulillah, we ended up together.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing about your kids? I mean, I know your favorite. It's me.
So let me start from the top.
Yeah.
So my favorite thing about Layla is that Layla is very, very, very smart.
Yeah.
Very practical, just a all-around really good human being. Layla also has a phenomenal ability with children, just a natural gift around kids.
Yeah.
And she's sharp. Like, Layla's really sharp as a person. And I really love that about my daughter.
Yeah.
As far as Khaled is concerned, Khaled's my boy. He's my boy. Khaled's one of my best friends and my son. Khaled's got a heart of gold.
Yeah.
You know, I love how Khaled loves people, how Khaled can be friends with anybody. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot of kids that are just jerks, and Khaled's not. Khaled's just a sweet person that wants to make everyone happy around him, doesn't take himself too seriously. And yes, sometimes he can drive us crazy, but at the end of the day, Khaled's a good human being.
Mm-hmm.
And Khaled's super ambitious. Like, Khaled wants to be somebody. Khaled's out there hustling, grinding. He really sees his path in life, that he's going to be successful in business and he's going to find a way through it. And I don't care what Khaled does in this world, as long as Khaled's happy, but I know Khaled's going to be very successful.
Yeah. Now, moving on to me, you're saying too much stuff.
What about you? Wow. Where do I start?
Wow. You even know where to start?
How much time do we have on this podcast?
I don't know.
We don't have enough time. I love you very much. You are...
Yeah, of course you do.
You know, people talk about like endless love.
And I'm the endless love.
You are the endless love. You are literally the light in this house for all of us.
Of course.
Just the sweetest thing in the world. You'll try anything. You'll do anything. You're courageous.
What's courageous?
That means you have courage. Like, you're someone that, you know, if you stand up to your fears.
Yeah.
You're a girly girl.
I'm a girly girl.
Girly girl. And you're just a sweetheart. Just a sweetheart. And you're also really good. Like, even when you talk about things like your religion and God and all those things, that you just have a good heart. You're just pure in every way, and we love you.
Okay, that's all my question.
Okay. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Am I a good dad?
Of course.
Why do you think I'm a good dad?
I think you're a good dad because there's a lot of reasons, but I know you always have my back, and you're always there for me when I need it. You're very kind and understanding, and there's a lot more, but I don't want to waste time. Really.
It's okay. We got time.
Okay. That's it. There's too much things just wandering in my head, and now it's not coming out.
It's okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
Could I be better at that?
You're a good dad. I don't think you need to be a better dad because you're already a good dad and you don't need anything better to be about you.
Well, I think you're a great daughter.
Thank you. I know I am.
Last thing before we close out the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
If you had three wishes, what would you wish for?
So three wishes. my family to be safe, the war to stop, me to be a good Muslim, and to be appreciated to Allah.
Okay. I think those are really good wishes.
Yeah.
All right. I love you.
I love you too.
Did you enjoy your podcast episode?
Yeah, I've been wanting to do it for so long, and this is the day.
Was this what you expected it to be?
Yeah, this is what I expected it.
Okay. With that, thank you for doing this episode of the Mesh Life Podcast.
You're welcome.
With me, your host, Waleed Yusuf, and our special guest today, Sophia, from Sophia's Creations, with her silent partner, Khaled. Love you, baby.
I love you too.
Okay. See you next time.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you like what you heard, please like, share, and subscribe on your favorite platforms. Also, please follow us on Instagram at The Meshed Life, as well as on our website at meshedlife.com. Until next time, live your best meshed life.